Hey, Matt, they always say it's kind of easier the second time around, but in this case, it really has to be getting thrown in the way you were at Lambeau, and now you know you've been out there for a few games and snaps. How different is it going to feel?
I think it'll be different just having a few games under my belt and having a full week of reps to where you're getting full game plan installed and you're taking all those reps, seeing them firsthand. So I've grown a lot since I got thrown in for that first Green Bay game.
How do you view this? Are you just like in a week-to-week mindset, or are you viewing this more of a long-term audition for next year?
I didn't hear the beginning of that question.
Yeah, I guess I'll skip to the end of it. Are you viewing this as an audition for next year?
I'm taking this one game at a time, to be honest, and I'm not looking ahead. I think when I do that, I have to lose track of trying to accomplish what the goal is here now, and so just taking this one game at a time. And once we get to the end of the year, we'll see what happens then.
Hey, Matt, what is this week like? Just trying to kind of get on the same page with Elshon and kind of trying to build that rapport. I don't know how many reps you were able to take with him earlier this season, but just kind of getting on that page.
Yeah, Al came back looking really strong, fast and lean, and so he took his break seriously and came back ready to go. We stuck around practice a little bit after today and got some extra reps, just making sure that we were on the same page, timing, so I can see when he gets in and out of his breaks. But we'll be good to go. I mean, he's the type of guy that you throw it anywhere near him, he'll go get it. So we'll be good to go, though.
What does a SoCal guy think of a high of minus one for Sunday?
It'll be a little cold, but nothing we can't. I mean, we don't have a choice, so we'll make do with what we got. And I thought our guys responded well during the blizzard a few weeks ago, and it's just a matter of us facing the elements. Saying we have no other choice but to man up and play during this. So we'll have to keep our hands warm and just stick to the game plan and play ball as usual.
Do you have to kind of rewind the whole Packer or Seattle tape after you see these guys come up with five picks?
I watched it a few times, and it was an impressive performance. And you know, our offense is a little different than Seattle, so we may expect a few different looks. But I mean, overall, the way Green Bay's defense has played the last few weeks has been really, really impressive.
Yeah, how do they look different than you saw them that first time around? Because they have played better since then.
Yeah, a few different personnel changes. It still seems though that they like their heavy DB sets, either a nickel or dime. No matter what the offensive personnel is, they feel like they can stop the run that way, and which they have in the past. So it'll be interesting to see how they come out and play us, whether it's similar to the first time they played us, or if they'll try to do something different. But either way, they have athletes that could, you know, play verse, base, or sub.
How much does it help to have, you know, at least someone come in a little closer to the box with the way Howard's been able to help you out offensively?
Yeah, he's been huge. Just to, like you said, to get the box full so our passing game can open up. And he's the type of guy that really turned into a workhorse for us, taking almost every carry, and really doesn't get tackled on that first hit. A big type of guy, similar in some ways to Eddie Lacy, just a guy that can take hits and keep on trucking and keep on rolling through. So he's been a big addition to this team this year.
Matt, I'm sure obviously you want a few more victories over the last month, but in general, how do you feel about the way you guys have played? You know, just being able to kind of keep in there with a couple of these teams the last few weeks and, you know, get it right down to the end.
It's been close, but it hasn't been good enough. And I think just given our situation with the injuries we have and lack of depth at some positions, I'm definitely proud of how our guys have fought. But when it comes to the little details that separate good teams from great teams, we haven't been great. And that starts with me up top, but trickled on down to just little details, whether that's the run game or the pass game, that can really make us a better team. So we've been focusing on those little things, just trying to improve, and hopefully that shows on Sunday.
What's allowed you guys to hang in there? You've been around football long enough. You've seen teams they go up to a bad start and they just kind of fade away. You guys are obviously playing pretty well, even though the wins haven't shown up.
Yeah, what was the question? I just heard the end of it.
What's allowed you guys to hang in there rather than basically pack up your bags?
Yeah, I mean, I don't believe in the spirit of giving up or hanging your heads or just waiting for the next year, trying to make the most of what we have now. And a lot of these guys are kind of in a desperate situation where we're going to give it our all no matter what. And so that's the attitude this team has of, I'm not giving up, and we're going to fight till the end.
How's Josh sitting, Ben, as a teammate?
He's been great. He's been great as a veteran guy coming in, helping us out, helping Cody out, helping some of the young linemen out, just showing them his experience and what he knows. He's been a good addition.
Do you have any? Have you talked to him at all this week about this game and what this means to him?
What this means to Josh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. I mean, he's approaching it as the rivalry that it is, and I don't think he's making too big of a deal of it. We don't like to get too overwhelmed with the emotions of a game, but we still, you know, recognize the history, and he's going to treat it like we all are, just excited for a great rivalry game.
Each series has been, you know, precious to get your timing down, but, you know, when I see these last couple of weeks, looks like you guys in the second half against the Lions, you are loose, and you know you come so close in these games. Does it feel like you're progressing with your guys on offense and timing with each down, each series?
Yeah, I definitely think so, and I think one of our goals coming into this week is just to start a little faster. And a lot of these games we've had either in the second half or at the end of the first is when we really started to pick it up. And so our goal is to kind of start hot and to keep that going through four quarters rather than just turning on late where all those games have been close.